We have some great guests with us. We have Rick Schneider, our community education coordinator. Welcome, Rick.
Always good to be here.
We have Gretchen Thompson, and she is the director of clinical services. Welcome, Gretchen.
Hi, Denise. I'm happy to be here.
Our goal is to keep people where they live, whether it be a nursing home, an assisted living, or their own private homes. And we can't do that successfully if we don't have people available quickly, because then things, you know, build up and become an emergency. And that's why people then have to leave. So that's why it's so imperative. You think hospice, why would they need physicians, you know, beck and call? That's why. Plus, we don't want our patients to suffer. We want them to be comfortable every minute if we can. So we expect quick response for that reason.
And we get it. We get it from our physicians.
Yeah, so we're very, very blessed in that way.
Many times there's a pain issue going on and we don't have time to wait too long for an answer, you know, when you're talking about those critical situations.
Yes,
in the
right.
Home.
And if people have ever taken care of someone in their home, they understand that, you know, even pets.
Mm-hmm.
You understand how crucial it is to get that help. So,
yeah.
Well, and like you said, I mean, we do have a menu for those patients that are in the Pickering House, but if they want something different, they get it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Linda, the first year she did this, one of our cooks said, do you mind if I sneak away and run over to the fair and get some fair food for our patients? And like you're saying, I mean, they all have certain things. And yeah. You think about the fair, you think about what it is you like. So she just got an assortment of things,
yeah,
and brought it back for the patients. And they were just thrilled, you know, just
in fact,
even if they just have a little piece of a sugar waffle, it just brought back a lot of good memories for them.
Yeah.
That's I see that one stand that you're talking about, the sugar waffles. Like, golly, they're good. They've been there for 150 years, right under the grandstand. Mm-hmm. And that's what the guy had asked for. You're talking about, you've told that story to me mm-hmm. once before. And he wanted, he couldn't eat them. And Linda says, our manager says, just think it through. Well, he's not going to eat it. He's not going to give him cholesterol problem. We don't care. We don't care. You know, with a certain, what's the big deal? And she knows that most of the time, she said many times, the food she fixes is not eaten, and she knows darn well, but they ordered it and it showed up. That
right.
was
and
what
we
was
do
important.
Have some people that eat, like you said, but
oh,
it
yeah.
is, but we, you know, if someone wants something, whether they're eating a lot or not, we make sure it happens. So
mm-hmm.
just, I mean, not only are we looking at the physical, but, you know, some of that psychosocial thing that people need. And, you know, and it's really important. People that don't get to the point where they can't eat, that's really difficult for families sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I know our staff work a lot with as a team to address those type of issues.
Yeah.
So. And it is hard to understand that as we go through the dying process, our gut shuts down. We stop wanting to eat. We lose that hunger because our body doesn't need it anymore. It already knows what it's doing. And so it starts to shut down. It doesn't want to drink as much. It doesn't mm-hmm. want to eat. Because that's what bodies do.
And the food, the food is to sustain life, and the body knows we don't need to sustain me anymore.
That's right.
Well, you know, when I speak to groups, one of the first things I do is I ask for questions first. Let's just find out what people want to know, and then I can base my conversation on that. And the lady said, I hate to say this, but I think I killed my dad because he refused to eat. And I just explained to her what you had said.
And in reality, it would kill your dad, her dad, if she fed him.
That's what I told her.
Because the gut,
mm-hmm.
because the gut shuts down, the gastric motility is no longer there, and it will actually make the patient more sick.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we get that question at times. You know, do you take people with tube feedings? Do you start tube feedings? And very seldom would we ever start that. But we certainly have taken patients that have tube feedings. And then, like you said, as their gut starts to decrease, you know, motility and, you know, the body doesn't need it, that eventually gets shut off. Because otherwise, patients would just vomit. And that's very uncomfortable. So we, you know, so even with tube feeding patients, we monitor that. Yeah, they can have them if they come to us with that. But, you know, eventually that'll stop as well, just like someone eating. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not going to force that down someone.
And they are
it's their choice, but it's most of the time people don't want that at the very end of life.
Mm-hmm. And as they're nearing the end of life, they're losing energy, so they just don't have the energy to process it anyway.
Right.
Right. Well, it takes a lot of oxygen. I mean, to get real technical here, you know, it does.
It takes a lot of oxygen
and a lot of energy to even metabolize food and to breathe sometimes. So we do that. Make them comfortable.
Yeah, we should have some questions with Kristen. Gretchen, one of these shows, and just, you know, go down the whole.
There we go.
Get all the misconceptions of hospice.
I think that would be a great show.
Yeah, we've done it in the past.
Oh, yeah.
That's something we should probably bring back out again, because there are a lot of misconceptions, you know, that we...
Absolutely.
Hasten death and things like that, which we don't do. You know, we just let people go through their natural processes, and we're just there to support them and their
comfort.
Family.
Yeah, comfort.
Keep them comfortable. So, that's what we do, right, Gretchen?
That's right.
Well, I guess I haven't given out the contact information, have we?
No, go ahead.
740-654-7077 or 800-994-7077 or www.fairhopehospice.org. We're on the internet.
Absolutely. So. Well, I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
This is our Christmas show, and... if there's any need you have, if you have a need to talk to one of our grief support staff, you can call the numbers that Rick just gave us, and we'll be happy to help you. I know they're planning a luau and some things beginning of the year in January as we open our new grief center. So
there'll
be a lot of things forthcoming. We've got a good January to look forward to.
Yep, and we do not close at Fair Hope, so any the holidays don't matter. Call us if you're in a crisis.
Absolutely. Well, again, I want to thank Gretchen Thompson, our Director of Clinical Services, for everything she does every day, but also for being with us today. And I want to thank Rick Schneider, and I want to thank you for listening. And remember, celebrate life.